As a young man, Jerry Brown wanted to be a priest. And while attending a Jesuit seminary, Brown biographer Miriam Paul says he learned a Latin saying that stuck with Brown the rest of his life.
Age quod agis.
And what does that mean?
It means do what you are doing.
Put another way, focus intensely on your work, no matter what your successes and failures. And intensity of purpose has always characterized Brown. The son of a former governor, Edmund Pat Brown, Jerry Brown was first elected governor in 1974. At 36, he was the youngest person ever to hold the office. He campaigned as a liberal Democrat, but also as a straight talker who wouldn't sugarcoat issues.
And I think people appreciate someone in government being honest with them and telling them that this is the way it's going to be instead of promising rosy tomorrows with no pain and no sacrifice, because that's not the way it's going to be.
Brown's youth and tell-it-like-it-is governing style quickly made him a political rock star.
In only a year, he has managed to zoom to national attention. Every newspaper and television pundit has made the pilgrimage to California to examine the phenomenon.
And those pundits and others were fascinated with Brown's personal life. He was a bachelor governor who dated, most notably singer Linda Ronstadt. He liked the company of intellectuals and bohemians. And he was frugal. He flew coach instead of on the governor's official plane. He drove around in a 1974 Plymouth instead of the Cadillac offered him. And he continued living in his $250 a month Sacramento apartment instead of moving into the official governor's mansion that his predecessor, Ronald Reagan, had started building.
Well, you want to know about the mansion? Well, let me tell you about the mansion. It's 12,000 square feet.
Wow.
We spent $1.5 million. We have 9 bedrooms, and it looks kind of like a Safeway store.
During his 2 terms in office, Brown cut state spending, eliminated sweetheart tax breaks for the oil industry, and championed environmental initiatives, like some of the first programs for rooftop solar and energy-efficient buildings. There were also more unusual ideas, like his proposal for California to launch its own satellite. Brown supporters called him visionary, his critics, Governor Moonbeam. But Brown biographer Miriam Paul says one of his most important achievements often goes unremembered: making state government more inclusive.
I mean, it was very much, we're going to blow this place up. We're going to bring in people who've never been in power before. He brought in outsiders. He brought in environmentalists to run environmental agencies. And he put women in charge of agencies that they'd never been in charge of. He put the first Latino, the first Black, and the first woman on the California Supreme Court. So those were all very conscious decisions to shake things up.
But even as he shook things up, Brown resisted efforts to slap a simple political label on him and find out what made him tick.
I assume that will emerge, and it is over time, what kind of a person I am, what kind of a person are you? Knowing yourself is a task for a life. And if that's an enigma, so be it.
It is hard to pin a label on Jerry Brown. Reporters who cover the Capitol regularly say the one thing you don't want to do is try and predict what Jerry Brown will do next.
That reporter was so right. During his 2 terms as governor, Brown also ran twice unsuccessfully for president, once in 1976, the other in 1980. After another failed campaign for a U.S. Senate seat, Brown's life took many twists and turns. He traveled to Japan to study Zen Buddhism and India to work with Mother Teresa among Calcutta's poor. He became chairman of the California Democratic Party and in 1992 made a 3rd presidential bid. He quickly feuded with another candidate who would one day outshine him.
He is funneling money to his wife's law firm for state business. That's number one.
Let me tell you something, Jerry. I don't care what you say about me, but you ought to be ashamed of yourself for jumping on my wife. You're not worth being on the same platform as my
wife. I'll tell you something,
wife.
Mr. Clinton.
Now,
don't try to escape it.
Brown lost again and moved to Oakland. There, he hosted a nightly talk radio show and railed against the political and economic establishment.
Live from Oakland, California, it's We the People with Jerry Brown.
Welcome to another edition of We the People. This is a radio program dedicated to exposing the follies of the political class, that privileged and arrogant group that runs our country like a private club.
But while in Oakland, Brown also plotted his political comeback, a comeback few predicted. He ran for mayor and got elected twice, promoting an aggressive program of business investment and downtown redevelopment. Some in Oakland called it gerrification. Brown vaulted back into state government when he was elected California's attorney general in 2006. And then, in 2010, as California was licking its wounds from the collapse of the housing market and the Great Recession, Brown ran for governor again. His pitch to voters? It wasn't that different from what Brown said in the 1970s. I'll tell you the truth, even if that truth hurts.
Our state is in a real mess, and I'm not going to give you any phony plans or snappy slogans that don't go anywhere. We have to make some tough decisions. We've got to pull together, not as Republicans or as Democrats, but as Californians first. At this stage in my life, I'm prepared to do exactly that.
He got elected, and the man who was once the youngest person to hold the office also became the oldest at 72.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
4 years later, Brown was reelected, his fourth gubernatorial term in two different centuries. During his second stint as governor, Brown's been praised for restoring state finances and promoting clean energy. But he's also been criticized for championing a gas tax increase and a high-speed rail program that remains mired in cost overruns and construction delays. Brown's also fought the Trump administration on a host of issues and made increasingly dire warnings about the need to fight climate change, sometimes in very personal terms.
That's real, guys. That's what the scientists of the world are saying. So I'm not here about some cockamamie legacy that people talk about. This isn't for me. I'm going to be dead. It's for you. It's for you, and it's damn real.
The governor, who married lawyer Ann Gust in 2005, says when he leaves office next month, he wants to spend more time at his family's ranch north of Sacramento. But Miriam Paul says don't expect Brown, who's now 80, to live in quiet retirement or reminisce about the past.
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, quite the contrary. And I think he takes umbrage at the use of the word legacy and is very allergic to questions about his legacy. The reason is because he views legacy as something that you have when you stop doing things. And he does not intend to stop doing things until he drops dead.
As Jerry Brown learned in that Jesuit seminary long ago, age quod agis, do what you are doing. For KCRW, I'm Saul Gonzalez.